For nearly 50 years, reporter Belva Davis has been a consistent presence among Bay Area broadcasters. Now the host of This Week in Northern California on KQED Television, Davis spent much of her career as a field reporter for KPIX and later KRON. She has chronicled that work, as well as her difficult childhood, in a newly published autobiography titled Never in My Wildest Dreams, A Black Woman's Life in Journalism. At virtually every step, she was the first black woman to do her job, something she says drove her to succeed.
I went into a newsroom of white males. It was their world. And so you want to make sure that your facts are right, that you've covered all the angles on a story, that you're not going to be subjected to some review simply because you're female or simply because your skin is brown. And you try to avoid that by doing the most thorough job you can.
In addition to learning the craft of journalism on the job, Davis also endured many racial insults, slights, and setbacks along the way. But she had long before learned how to compartmentalize those hurts and remain focused on her immediate goals.
You choose your reality to a degree. We all do. And the one I chose was to leave a lot of things from my earlier years behind me. And truly, it was a great help to me in my work and breaking into the business. The ability to put things that bother you aside and hope to deal with it at a time when you are feeling strong enough.
Born in Louisiana in 1932, Davis migrated west to Oakland with her family before she was 10 and never left the Bay Area. As a young mother, she began working for a small community newspaper, then an Oakland radio station, and finally television. Davis became a firsthand witness to the tumult of the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, and all the racial and social upheaval that played out around the Bay Area.
We live in an area that just had horrific stories piled one on top of the other. The Panthers, or the SLA, or the murders of Mayor Moscone and Supervisor Milk.
In some cases, these were stories involving people she knew, personally or through the black community. But Davis said that only made it more important for her to maintain her hard-earned professional impartiality.
I had to find a place and assure myself that when I did these stories, they were another news story, and that I could, as a journalist, stand back from them. And in spite of knowing some of these people personally, realize that they were really subjects in reports that I was preparing for a broader audience, which had nothing to do with my personal feelings about them.
With her husband Bill Moore, the first black news cameraman for a California television station, Davis collected a lengthy list of firsts to go with the many awards her reporting has won. And while she was certainly aware of her role, Belva insists that, at the time anyway, she never thought of herself as a trailblazer.
Only thing I give myself credit for is not screwing up. That was it. That was my goal. Just don't screw up. Just don't make it hard for someone who would come after you.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.